Hey, this is Bobby Elias. That is Staying Alive, and that's what we're all about. In order to stay alive, this month we're talking about making a better year, a better person. Let's live our dreams. Let's do all the things we want to do. This whole month we're going to be talking about that, and today we're going to be talking about how wireless radiation is killing us. It's killed many people. It's hurting people. I've got Liz Barris, a great, great guest, doing everything under the sun to help us win this issue. I'm Bobby Elias, and the name of the show, Let's Create a Better World. Second theme, healthy aging. And both of these themes fall right in line with our subject matter today. We're going to really get into EMF. Our goal is to have one of the best shows in the world. That's my resolution for the new year. One of the best shows in the whole world. Okay, so excuse our guest. Is that you, Coffee and Liz?
Oh, can you hear that? I'm sorry. I thought I was covering the phone. I apologize.
That's quite all right. That's all right. This is Liz Barris. I'm going to introduce to you. She is an advocate for wireless radiation safety and what we can do about it and all the things. We have a lot of things, issues to talk about today, so hang with us. Liz, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Bobby, for having me and for doing the show on this. It's so important. People, I feel like they just don't know. And if they do know, they think, oh, well, you know, it'll happen to everyone else, but it won't happen to me. And, you know, all
That's
kinds
right.
of things like that. Or, oh, I trust what the government is telling me about, you know, my children being able to use Wi-Fi in the classroom. And, you know,
That's
there's
right.
so much misinformation on this issue. It's just criminal, actually.
Before we get into the issue, Liz, let's talk about you, your background, how you got into this, and then mm-hmm. you can go right into the EMF issue. Go right ahead.
Sure, yeah. Well, my background on how I got into this was I was just, you know, going along my merry way, happily using a cell phone, excuse me, and a cordless phone. By the way, the cordless phone is just as bad as the cell phone in studies regarding cancer and acoustic neuroma and things like that. But I used, you know, these things, and I just got a little sensation in my ear one day. And I was like, huh, what is that? And I went on the Internet. This was probably about 8 or 9 or 10 years ago, maybe almost a decade ago. And I couldn't believe, even at that time, what I was seeing on the Internet about this radiation when you did a little digging. And, you know, that's what got me interested. And my symptoms started getting worse, and I said, you know, this is crazy. Like, nobody knows about this. And I decided, you know, I'm going to – first of all, this thing needs to have a warning label on it. That was, like, the first thing I said to myself. You know, had I seen a warning label – you know, might, you know, cause whatever, I might not have put it against my head, or I might have used it differently, or might have gotten a landline. That's what the wireless industry is really afraid of, that you won't use their products. But so I set out on the, you know, wanting to get a warning label on the cell phone, but I also wanted to expose the issue in a very big way, and so I started plans for working on a documentary film, film on the subject. So that's what got me into it. And, you know, the funny thing about the film is when I started it, I was interviewing these people. They're called electrosensitives, and these are people that can't be exposed to this radiation. They're just too sensitive, and they walk around. They have, like, shielding over their head. And I'm sitting here, like, to myself going, oh, this poor, you know, I feel sorry for them. But I had a thought, like, this person's out of their mind, you know, or wow, that guy looks really funny, you know, with his thing over his head. And the interesting part to me in this film is that I have, over the course of, since I started it, I have actually become worse than most of the people that I've interviewed in the film. That's how quickly it's progressed for me. I mean, quickly. It's been, you know, around 8 years, but I'm full-blown electrosensitive now. And it started with a little tiny sensation in my ear from my cell phone. That's how it started. So that's how I got into it. Yeah.
Great, great, great. All right, let me introduce you, reintroduce you to our audience. It made it come in a few minutes late. I am Bobby Elias. This is Let's Create a Better World, and we're speaking to Liz Barris. She's an advocate for wireless radiation safety, how we can change that. She has a nonprofit agency, worked with many programs, has been a director of programs. She's doing a great documentary and is doing a lot of things on this issue, working tirelessly around the clock. You are a very dedicated person, and I want to ask you to tell us about EMF. Electromagnetic field. Tell our listeners as if they don't know much about it, what it is.
Sure, electromagnetic fields. Excuse me. Those are the fields that there's electromagnetic fields around lots of things, you know, like electrical wiring and stuff. But, you know, and we do know that that's dangerous. We know that there's cancer from telephone poles. You can't live too close to those. Excuse me. But what we haven't seen is basically the proliferation of electromagnetic fields just spewed, like emitted 24/7. 7 days a week to an entire population, as if the electrical wiring on that pole that they've said for years can cause cancer now doesn't have any wiring to contain it, and all the radiation is just being spewed out across the land in an effort to give coverage to every square inch of property. And so wireless radiation is radiation, electromagnetic fields. It's just, you know, and EMF also can stand for electromagnetic frequencies. You know, I don't want to get too heady with the science, but what your listeners need to know is that wireless radiation is uncontained, as it is contained in a wire. Like when you have, for instance, Bobby, you were telling me you put a little cord onto your cell phone so that it wasn't, you know, right against your head. That's a contained wire, okay? And I'm not saying, oh, that's perfectly safe. I'm just saying that's like the difference here. So wireless radiation, electromagnetic fields, people don't need to know, you know, the heavy science on all this. The bottom line is that it does cause biological damage that can lead to health effects. The World Health Organization has admitted this. Cancer is just one of the health effects. There's genotoxic effects. When we get into wireless infrastructures and not just wireless devices like a cell phone, the infrastructure being the cell tower or smart grid, even, you know, Wi-Fi modules, the infrastructure is just ubiquitous whole body exposure. It's not just, you know, one exposure to your head from the cell phone, excuse me, which is very bad. It's whole body. And so everybody's body is going to react differently, because if my body's weak in a certain area, well, that's where my body will get affected the most, the fastest. And someone else has another condition in their body. You know, for instance, precancerous cells can be turned cancerous. Healthy cells can, you know, your immune system can get worn down. Healthy cells don't have the time to repair themselves. Typically at night when we sleep, our body repairs itself, and DNA doesn't always repair perfectly. And when the DNA doesn't repair perfectly and it mutates again, I mean, these are the beginnings of mutations in a cell, and that is the beginnings. You know, that can actually turn into cancer, you know?
Yes,
so,
Al.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to, okay, good, very good. I don't want to cut you off, but I wanted to ask you another important question about what people can do, and let me say this about myself. We do want people to have protection and to prevent problems, and you did catch me. I know I've talked to a lot of people. I've had cell phone, little harmonizers and shields put on cell phones, and but you did tell me about the difference between a cell phone and a landline. If you get into that and more information on protection and what people can do.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And we can get back to the science and get in there into what is in the field, like pulse modulation and frequency and power density. But, you know, we can save that for later. It's not necessarily that important. Well, your question is the most important question. What can people do to protect themselves? And that's an excellent question. And, you know, I would love to sit here and say that just using a cord on your cell phone is going to do it. Unfortunately, that's not the truth of the matter. The truth of the matter is that all wireless radiation right now, from your cell phone or whatever you were using, Wi-Fi, it's all potentially carcinogenic to, you know, you and your loved ones. And the best thing to do right now is to hardwire your internet, whether it's at home or in the office. Use an Ethernet cord. I think Apple is absolutely disgraceful to make these iPads and other instruments that don't even have Ethernet cords built into them. They're trying to get everybody just on wireless when they're actually named in lawsuits for cancer from this radiation. So
right.
I think it's just despicable to do that. Yet they do it because, you know, they haven't been busted yet. You know, these companies just run the numbers. Like, okay, how much is it? And they've already gone to Congress for a bailout, by the way. They've already discussed, you know, bailing out the wireless industry. The wireless industry has surpassed oil and gas industry in revenue. They're the biggest industry on the planet today. Excuse me. So this is like no joke, you know, with the money here that we're talking about that's at stake for these companies. But there's just no excuse for what they're doing with kids, you know, selling iPads to whole school territories, putting that in as part of the budget for the school. You know, this stuff causes genetic damage. That means the whole line can be permanently altered. You know, that it's not just mm-hmm. one right. person getting one tumor. That's a permanent damage to your entire lineage in the future. Excuse me. So what you would do to protect yourself, I would say, is hardwire the heck out of everything in your home. If you have a cordless phone, if you live on your cell phone, you know, I know most people do now because they believe all the television ads that they're being shown, and who can blame them? Those are some great ads. But these companies have a conflict of interest in telling you the truth about this matter. So I would highly recommend that everybody listening to this, you know, go for $9.99, go to Radio Shack or Fry's and get a corded landline. And if you don't have landline service at your house, it is worth it to pay for it. Do you know how much it costs, like, to get a brain tumor or to get any one of these illnesses
yes.
associated? You can't even compare it. Yeah. So, excuse me, I would suggest getting, a corded landline in your home, especially if you have to work on the phone or get it at work. You can talk to your boss. I'd be very happy to direct people to links and studies on my website. I'll talk to people. I'll email them, whatever. If you want to get your work situation hardwired, it is a matter of life and death, and there's just no easy way to put that. And I know people, like, don't even believe it. Well, cancer sometimes takes many decades. It doesn't happen overnight, as
right.
does electrosensitivity not necessarily happen overnight. Like with me, this has taken almost a decade for me to become the way I am now, and you do not mm-hmm. ever want to wait and let it get to where it is now with me,
right.
let that happen with you. That's just,
right.
Not something you want to live through. I was just hardwiring, and then I would suggest if you have children in school, excuse me, or if you're at work and your boss, everybody's forced to use Wi-Fi and stuff, I would suggest starting to get organized and combat it. Like, the only thing that's going to change this is when people speak out and stop. Our tax money is paying for all this stuff. They just had a $12 billion funding of a totally new wireless cell tower infrastructure in the United States. $12 billion is all that I could dig up. That means that they've spent probably more, like, much more than that. Like, when we dug up, okay, $3.4 billion is what they spent on smart grid. That's what the press releases to the public said. And I'll tell you what smart grid is if you don't know. Actually, what was really spent was more like $26 billion. And that's only because we dug into the FFB, the Federal Finance Bank, which is the secretive bank that many people don't know even exists. And that thing was funding utilities from 2006 to the tune of $26 billion, you know, the spike before 2006 and after 2006, which is when smart grid started to get rolled out, is like triple, you know. So it's very
right.
obvious where that money is going. Excuse me. So
Liz,
smart grid
Liz,
I
wanted to bring up something along those lines. We talked about cancer and death. I want to make a statement here. You know, I've been on this issue for quite a while myself, and I've seen how people – there's been more cancer in the last 5 years than the previous 100 years, and a lot of it has to do with all this radiation and wireless.
14 million new cancers a year, according to the World Health Organization. Go on.
Wow, that's great. Okay, and then I noticed that in the last few years, one of my selling points to tell people that they need to do something is that we've had this terrible death to Senator Ted Kennedy. I know he was old, but he had brain cancer. He had a cell phone quite a bit. Another person that died was Johnny Cochran, the famous attorney that worked for O.J. Simpson in that famous trial. He was on the phone all the time. I know because he's in Los Angeles where I'm at, and he was always on the phone according to people that knew him well. So I want you to talk about what you just said about the 14 million people and go on to all the dangers of the death, the cancer, et cetera.
Sure. Yeah, these people that we know of who died of brain cancers, it's very sad. You know, Johnny Cochran's surgeon thought it was from his cell phone, Dr. Keith Black.
Right.
You know, Ted Kennedy, the family thought it was from his cell phone. I mean, I can't quote anybody really, but, you know, we all think it's from his cell phone.
Of course.
But, you know, cancer is also, excuse me, cancer is just one, you know, there's lots of other things that can torture you before you actually perish from this. And I don't mean to be, you know, but I'm just telling you, like, there's neurological illnesses, almost every single one of them are on the table with this exposure, okay? This radiation causes blood-brain barrier permeation, meaning it goes right through the blood-brain barrier. Our blood-brain barrier protects our brain. It's been evolved over millions of years to, it's like a little tightly woven blood vessels around our brains. We have them around reproductive organs as well. And it's your basic survival mechanism for the species. And, you know, toxins from the blood are kept out, usually, from the blood-brain barrier. Well, this radiation goes through the blood-brain barrier. And the scary stuff is, there's things called, all right, let me back up. We're protected, the United States of America is protected from heating with cell phones. The safety standards, quote-unquote safety standards, were created by the industry, and they protect us from baking like a potato or exploding or catching on fire, that kind of thing. They don't protect us from what's called non-thermal effects. Non-thermal effects are produced from frequency, low power density, high power density, pulse modulation, phase modulation, all kinds of different things. But those are the main things that are that can cause non-thermal effects. And I'm sorry, what I feel like I'm going off on a tangent. What was your question?
No,
I remember your question.
Death and cancer.
So nano, for instance, a nanotechnology like nanopulses. Excuse me. Nanopulses are shown to permeate the blood-brain barrier even more easily than other power densities. Okay, low power density is shown to permeate the blood-brain barrier more easily even than high power density. Okay, that's in a study in University in London, Sweden. Dr. Leif Salford has worked in his lab for 30 years on this. But his studies also show, it's just all a big wild, wild west of things that we don't know about. And you know, we're just unprepared as a society to deal with this kind of exposure 24/7. So his other studies show, for instance, greater power density can equal greater blood-brain barrier permeation, okay? But lower power density can also equal greater blood. So it's all bad. I hate to say it, but there's nothing really good about getting into the blood-brain barrier. And both his studies show, different ways that these frequencies can get into the blood-brain barrier. And also there's something called, let me tell you what a frequency is, just in case you guys don't know. A frequency is how the little balls of energy, if you will, a frequency like 2 billion gigahertz, that's 2 billion cycles per second. Okay, that's how fast your cells will be vibrating or oscillating. That's how fast this energy is coming at you, this radiation.
Whoa.
Our body is designed to work at 7 hertz per second. That's what we're built for, 7 hertz. That's the Earth, okay, 7 hertz per second. 2 billion is 2 2 gigahertz is 2 billion times faster than what we're designed to deal with. And 900 megahertz, that's 900 million. That's what most cordless phones are functioning at. And smart grid is 900 million. Yeah. So if you just think about that, that's only one aspect of non-thermal exposure frequency. And pulse modulation is the thing that I feel causes me the most severe reaction. A pulse modulation is how they send the wave. How do they modulate the wave? They can make all kinds of shapes from the wave, square and jagged edge, and it's like a little invisible bullet, okay, a pulse. Mm-hmm. You can think of it as a bullet. If I have a gun and I shoot a bullet out of it, you'll see a hole in the wall. If you have an electromagnetic pulse and you shoot it out, I mean, we do have weapons, by the way, that does this, okay, you shoot that pulse out of that gun, that pulse is going to go through anything in its way, with the exception maybe of a big block of steel. It can go through cement, can go through wood, steel, you know, metal. It has a hard time, although we do have certain types of radiation that also goes through metal, okay? But most of the stuff that we use and that we know about, you know, that is common to our own use, does not go through metal. And that's why I actually use, excuse me, metallic threaded shielding. When I drive around, I have to use it to block the exposure that I get from cell towers in the street, because I have a very bad problem with, you know, if I'm exposed to Wi-Fi for 45 minutes, I can actually black out. Like if I'm in a Starbucks, because of rouleau formation, where the red blood cells clump together and oxygen can't get in, and it creates the effect is you get very, very tired. So I will be sitting there having a very really intriguing conversation with someone, but unable to keep my eyes open because of this exposure. I will have to go lie down in my car for 45 minutes and take a nap so I don't fall asleep while I'm driving after exposure to Wi-Fi.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
Okay, let me shift the changes a little bit. First, reintroducing you to those that are listening. This is Liz Barris. She is an advocate for wireless radiation safety. She is doing a number of things, a documentary. She's involved with lawsuits, which we're going to talk about. We have plenty of time on this show today. But I wanted to get into Jeffrey introduced me to you and told me about you went through some issues, illness issues yourself from all this, and you're very sensitive to all these electric magnet fields. Tell us, if you don't mind telling our listeners, what you went through and how it affected you and who was the cause of this.
Sure. Yeah. As I was saying, I'm electrosensitive now, and, you know, this exposure is nonlinear. It's not one illness fits one model. It's not like there's one illness for this exposure. This exposure, wherever you're weakest in your body, that's what goes first. So where am I weakest? Well, you know, I happen to have a few weaknesses, and that's what went first, okay? I was actually diagnosed with precancerous cells, and I've had, you know, some glandular problems, and now I've got this problem with my head where I get stabbing pains in my ears when I'm exposed to smart meter emissions, smart grid. You know, like I can walk up my street. I live here in Topanga. I walk up the street. You would think I'm in the nature and it's beautiful. Well, I get hit with a pulse. It feels like a knife going into my ear. That's what it feels like. And that's because I'm now electrosensitive, which is, you know, not fun. I get to actually feel these emissions, I guess, in real time. I wish I had some kind of way to photograph them, but you know, so you can't see it, but I do feel it, and I get headaches, stabbing pains in my ear, I get nauseous, I get dizzy, heart arrhythmia. I slept in my car for 8 months when I had a smart meter put on my home. I sued Edison. I organized a mass tort lawsuit against them over this, and PG&E. But the judge actually threw the lawsuits out, saying that we need to go sue the FCC. It's designed to protect these companies, you know, the whole legal information. Anyway, so I slept in my car because at night they run tests on the smart grid program, on the smart grid, and they must up the power or something. I don't know what they're doing, but I felt the pulse once go from the bottom of my foot right up through my body into my heart, and it almost stopped my heart. It was like the most scary thing. I'm sitting there lying down like, oh, well, I guess this is it, you know, like feeling it travel. I mean, it was frightening. And I vowed never to sleep in my apartment again. I slept in my car for 8 months after that while I battled, you know, my landlord and Edison to get this thing off. And yeah, I did move, and I've actually moved 5 times in like a couple of years because it's very hard for me to find a place that's not exposed now due to smart grid. I actually moved to Topanga to get away from the cell tower in Santa Monica that was causing me really bad health effects. I would feel really tired, like I was 85, and I was only like in my 40s here, you know, and
right.
Then I have diagnosed with this precancerous cells, and my doctor's like, what's going on? And that's when I got a meter to measure the radiation in my apartment, and I had no, I couldn't believe, like, how high it was. I didn't know where it was coming from, but I'm not alone. Listen, everybody in Santa Monica, the stealth cell antenna farms, everybody's getting exposed. So I followed it to this building. You still can't, you couldn't see it, and you can only, a trained eye can actually see these transmitters. They're hidden on the roofs of buildings. They're hidden in church steeples. They're hidden to, so that you can't see them, so you can't complain about them. So my symptoms are basically that. People can get bloody noses, though. Children get bloody noses. You can, any pacemaker, anybody with a medical device, boy, to have a medical device in this day and age
is not
good. These things interact with medical devices. There's information on the FDA's website even about this. That's something that is just, they can't argue with that. We had a plaintiff in our lawsuit who had 5 heart surgeries. He had 5 pacemaker and defibrillator shutoffs. He had to have 5 heart surgeries. It was interacting. And we had another, for somebody else with a deep brain stimulator. The deep brain stimulator had to be turned off, and now the kid gets seizures. His seizures are back because he can't use his deep brain stimulator, which was blocking the seizures because the smart meter was interacting with his deep brain stimulator. So the medical device thing is a really big elephant. That's just like scientists, the industry loves to get their scientists out to argue against health effects from this radiation, but they can't argue about, you know, just basic electronic interference. That's not something they can argue about. And
right.
That might be one of their downfalls with this. Those are my effects, you know.
Good, good, good. All right, now I want to shift to a different discussion. This is Liz Barris I'm talking to. I'm Bobby Elias with Let's Create a Better World. And this whole month, these shows that we're doing are all about getting New Year to a new start on health and aging and organizations and the world issues that are we can do something about and what we can do for a better year, a new year. And at the end, I want you to think about this in a few minutes. When we come to the end, we'll talk about giving our people a list of New Year's resolutions on what they can do. We went over a little bit earlier, but I want to get deeper into that. But first, and also I'm going to talk about the documentary that you're doing and a lot of the organizations that are involved with this that are teaming up with you a little bit. Also, but right now I want to speak, about cell phone towers. I want to speak about Wi-Fis. Let's start with cell phone towers and the fact that they're really dangerous. And I believe the government is putting out more of these, aren't they? Are there more being built, cell phone towers?
Just had our tax money paying, like our tax money went to pay into the utilities, the private utility owned. Okay, they got billions of our tax dollars, these private companies, for smart meters and smart grid. Well, the same thing is happening with cell towers. These, the industry is rolling out $12 billion worth of federally funded cell tower infrastructure. And, you know, I believe that they are trying to get to areas because once it's federally funded, you can put a cell tower on any federal building, like a fire station, police station, a school. And so I think they're trying to backdoor their cell towers to places that previously they've been blocked from just to, you know, get service there. And most people would think, oh, that's great. I want service. I want cell service. And I agree. Cell phones are great. They're fun. I loved it. I'm the first one to say it was like the best thing, you know, that I was doing. I was just, and then, you know, because all this stuff is hidden from people, you know, I ended up getting physically affected from it. And the effects are permanent, and they're for the rest of my life. And nobody told me. And otherwise, I would say, hey, great, let's put a cell tower, you know, in my backyard. I'll get great service, you know. But cell tower radiation is actually potentially more deadly than cell phone radiation. You know, cell tower radiation is whole body. It's much more powerful, these emitters. And you're also damaging wildlife, foliage, birds. There's a statement from the Department of the Interior now that they say cell tower radiation is killing birds, foliage, and wildlife.
Yes, I've heard. Liz, I have a question for you on that subject matter, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
A lot of people would want to know, how can they tell if there's a cell tower near them where they live, because these things are going in quietly and sneakily.
Good question. Okay, there's something called antennasearch.com. It's a website, antennasearch.com. This will tell you the cell towers that are registered or that they know of, okay? The problem is, though, that people put things up and they're not even on that website, but you can at least see some of the main ones that are registered on that site. It's called antennasearch.com. But, you know, virtually anybody can rent out their... I mean, like, that's the wild, wild west. Nobody's watching anything on this. There's nobody policing anything. Everything is legal, pretty much. And, you know, whole neighborhoods, whole areas are being exposed to this class 2B carcinogen. And, you know, we wonder why, you know, one in two people get cancer now in the United States, you know.
Right. And, you know, it's getting worse. There's so many kids nowadays. And, you know, children, the younger they are, they're... brain density in their bones, their brain can't take it as well as adults can. Not that adults can take very much of it either, but there's also, I want to bring this out too, that there's a lot of dangers in all these things. The Wi-Fi's, I want you to speak on the cell phones themselves, but also the I have some notes here. I'm looking at more things going out, the smartphones, subway trains. We have a lot of listeners in New York City, and isn't it dangerous to be around all the noise and all the things going on in a subway train station, and as you're entering that building, wouldn't there be a lot of EMF all around the place?
Yeah, well, subways, actually trains and airplanes and things like that, those are like little Faraday cages where the signal just bounces around in the metal. You know, the metal reflects it, and it bounces and bounces. So you're getting exposed and exposed and exposed hundreds of times over, possibly, you know. So subway stations, you know, I don't live in New York, but I assume they have Wi-Fi and cell service in there, and that means they have transmitters in there. And that means that you're just getting exposed. And so it's, you know, no different than any other transmitter. And the only difference within the train itself is the amount of times you're getting exposed from that one signal. It's exponentially increased.
Right. Tell us about the documentary that you're putting together and what went into it and what's it going to be about.
Sure. Yeah. this documentary, it's been a work in progress. I'm in post-production on it. I've had like a couple of hundred hours of footage that I've edited down to like a little, like 5 hours, but it needs to get out there. I have to cut it in half, basically, and it's going to be funny and fun, so that people are going to want to see it, because I know people don't want to hear about this. I know they're in love with their cell phones and their smartphones. I know that.
That's right.
So
that's right.
It's going to be funny and fun, but it basically is about the collusion between the industry and the government to keep all this stuff hidden from the public, and you know, can I come back on here when it's finished and then I'll talk about it?
Absolutely. For sure. You can. No problem.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So, let's talk about the, I have several notes here. Really, there's so many things to talk about this issue,
know,
as you know.
I know.
Talk about what the government's doing and what the future is. You've told me in our talk previously, one of your goals is to have all these EMFs to be less dangerous, and you had some great ideas on what you think the future will hold. Let's give our listeners some good news.
Okay. Well, we're only going to get there, by the way, when massive amounts of people start getting angry about this exposure, about being forced to be exposed to this stuff. And right now, nobody knows about it. Very, very, very few people. So we're only going to get to these places that are going to require another investment of our tax dollars to help save this situation, you know, possibly before it's too late. And, you know, I have my own ideas about how to protect people. I first of all, let's start with, I believe that this radiation is like cigarette smoke, where it's all carcinogenic, none of it's good, and if there was ever a really safe cigarette, the tobacco industry would have tried to sell it to us by now. You know, they did just come out with e-cigarettes, and now even that's being shown to cause cancer and whatever. So I think this radiation is the same thing, but I think there's going to be things like we're going to start seeing, for instance, in airports where there's little tubes where people can go in and smoke each other out and smoke their cigarettes. I think we're going to start seeing that in public places. You know, you can go in there and irradiate each other and use your cell phone and there'll be a transmitter and it'll be a big blast there. But, you know, in the bigger picture, what I think should happen, this is my little opinion here, I think that after people are told about what can happen to them from this wireless radiation, if there's a real serious effort on part of the government to curtail cancer, which there is not, it's all PR and smoke and mirrors and money, money, money. But if we ever get to that point, I think that there could be like little vestibule, little plug-in places all around cities and cafes and stuff where you can plug your phone into the table and you can have a conversation right there, you know, safely with a plugged-in cell phone that you're using. Maybe it won't even be called a cell phone. It'll be called something else because it's going to be plugged in. And, for instance, you know, the thing about driving and using a cell phone, that's still going to require ubiquitous cell tower radiation exposure. And so, you know, I don't really know what to say about that, you know. There's certain things that we do have to give up in order to maintain our health and our life. You know, for instance, we've now got global warming because, we put oil in cars.
It's out there. There's so much stuff. All right, let's talk about something else here. You know, one of the other issues that I'm real strong about, as well as the EMF, is the GMO, genetically engineered foods. And we've noticed, a lot of us activists that are fighting for this issue, that Monsanto and Dow and the big agro, they all are putting lots of money to defeat the little initiatives and ballot measures doing across the country. But guess what? We've got too many people starting to learn about this, and that wave of people is going to overtake GMOs. In fact, they're even thinking of a new strategy on how they can go along with us. That brings me to the point of the politicians with what you're doing. You mentioned that we need, and the trouble is most of them are paid off of lobbyists. I'm sure there are people out there in the cell phone and the telephone and the electric, the people that love this stuff, our enemies. They're out there wheeling and dealing with politicians and they're keeping them from helping us get our issue out. I know you've been involved with organizations and trying to buck the system. Tell us about that.
Sure. I actually went by myself many years ago to Washington, D.C. with this bill called the Children's Wireless Protection Act. I thought, naively, I was like, it's a joke. I was like, they don't know. Once they know, they'll want to do something about this, right? So I went there with my little bill, and I set all these meetings up, you know, with senators' offices. So the one good thing that came out of it is that none of them were talking to each other, yet they all agreed on one thing. I had in there, you know, no Wi-Fi in the school, cell towers 1,500 feet away from a school, blah, blah, blah. Oh, by the way, you said your audience is New York City or something? New York?
No, we're all over, but the Progressive Radio Network headquarters is New York City, and Gary Null is there, and people have followed him for years. Okay. There are a lot of people in that general 100-mile radius area of New York City.
Well, my friend just, like, measured in New York City, you know, like 10,000 microwatts per meter squared. I mean, just huge amounts of people in New York are being just blasted, you know, blasted.
Yes, that's
anyway,
right.
So the one thing that came out of this was that they all agreed, without talking to each other, they would all point to the cell phone, and they said, now that has potential. They said, I see that going the way of the cigarette. You know, like first we're going to have warnings and then, you know, no smoking, no minors, and then no advertising. Well, that's actually started to happen outside of the United States. This little thing that I brought to Washington, I was contacted by a legislator in Maine that had heard about that I was there doing this, and I was in D.C. when she called, and she said, you know, I'd really like to do something in Maine. And so I said, you know, so I sent her the thing, and she adapted it for Maine. It was called the Children's Wireless Protection Act. So we brought that bill for like 3 years in Maine. Finally, we won it was a 2/3 majority vote in the House and the Senate this year in 2014.
Right.
That is huge. That means that the governor can't overturn it if he wants to, okay? That means that bill was going to pass. So what happened was after they voted, we won by a landslide, the industry came in. There's something called a vote to enact, which I'd never heard of, and the legislator didn't think of this because she had really never seen anything like this. The industry came in and got everybody to change their votes for the vote to enact so that that bill actually never got enacted. So it passed in the vote, and then it didn't get enacted in the vote to enact. And that's why that state today does not have a warning label on the cell phone. And that just happened a few months ago. And, yeah, and now that legislator, unfortunately, Representative Andrea Boland, she's now has been termed out, and they jimmy-rigged her area up. What's it called when they change the voting district area?
Redistricting. There's another word.
Yeah, they redistricted it. Yeah, and
yeah.
She lost. She lost only by 20 votes, incredibly, but the industry was like, you know, this woman is never going to get in office again. You know, so. They're really vicious like that, and they'll protect their product to the very end until the judge finally says, you must pay such and such compensation. And that's going to be happening soon. There's like 29 brain cancer cell phone cases in Washington right now. They're in their 15th or 16th year of litigation. I think each case is worth about $100 million. And once that gauntlet comes down, this industry is going to be forced to change its behavior, at least with the cell phone. And of course, they're going to keep preaching, oh, but oh, yeah, the Wi-Fi is fine and blah, blah, blah. That's just a total lie. It's just not true at all. And you know, I'm just waiting. They have been electrosensitive cases won overseas. Australia just won. A doctor became electrosensitive, and he sued, and he won. Excuse me. I think it was like workers' comp, though. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We need to get this information on a web page. We need your input. I'm going to be in touch with you on this issue. And also, one more question. We're winding the show down. We've only got so much time left, but so let's move quickly here. I wanted to ask you about your when do you think your documentary will be finished so I can get you on the show again?
Oh, thanks. I think it will be finished this year. Yeah, and I'll be in touch with you about that, definitely.
So it'll be at least 6 months or something like that effect? It's hard to say. Sure.
Probably in there, yeah.
No problem, but I'm going to stay in touch with you anyway because I'm an activist just like you are. You call yourself an advocate? Fine, but you're an activist too.
Anyway, I am an activist.
I know. We need to let people know what they can do, what's going on with this issue on a really – if you can update your – I'm sure you have a great web page. I've seen part of it. You know, I was in a hurry getting ready for the show, but I got the essentials, and I want to go back to it, and I want to continue to stay in touch with you about this. But as we're finishing the show with a few minutes left, we have – I do – at the end, I want you to give your contact information. But first, I want you to give our listeners – this whole month, we're giving our plans, our goals, our dreams, our affirmations for the new year – and what they can do. It's still early in the year, so I'd like to give her 3 or 4 or 5 points of what people can do about this issue and how they can change their life this year regarding EMFs.
Yes, great. Okay, so first thing, go buy a landline. If you don't have one, make an investment in your life and your health and your longevity. You said you'd like to talk about longevity on this show.
Absolutely.
Well, cancer cuts your lifespan down, you know,
absolutely,
and so does other illnesses. So go invest in the landline. It's $10 for a phone, and it may be, you know, 30. If you can get a universal lifeline, it's only $15 a month if you don't have a lot of money. If you do have money, it's worth it. It's like, I think, 30 or maybe $35. and just get a landline and do any call that you don't have to do on your cell phone. Do it from a landline. And if people mm-hmm. call you on your cell phone, hey, can I call you back on from my landline?
Right.
Call
exactly.
them back. And have your calls forwarded to your landline. Use that cell phone. Start trying to wean yourself from it. Okay.
Right.
Even when the cell phone is off, it can cause cancer. Okay. We have cases, women carried in their bra, and the phone is, not necessarily that they're talking on it. It's either off or it's in, a mode where they can receive a call. They get breast cancer from carrying it in their bra. So that phone can do damage even when you're not making a call. The other thing is hardwire your internet. Okay. If you have Wi-Fi, no need to expose yourself to cancer when you don't have to. Get an Ethernet cord and, get a little – there's an adapter that Apple sells for people that are crazy enough to want to protect their health. And you can get an adapter for an Ethernet cord and plug it into an iPad that doesn't have an Ethernet port in there. The other thing is if you have a smart meter, get it off your house. Get it the hell off your house, okay? That thing is deadly. It's bad news on many fronts, privacy invasion and, fire hazard and overbilling, but the health problems from these smart meters are unreal. I would get it off your house right away, even if you don't think you have health problems, because DNA is DNA. It all reacts the same. Just because you don't feel it doesn't mean your cells aren't feeling it. In a petri dish, DNA will react pretty much the same. Different cells might react differently to different things, like lymphocyte cells and other types of cells. There's one cell that actually doesn't really react to EMF, and that's the cell that the industry uses in their studies, those sneaky people. But pretty much all the other cells do react. So I would say hardwire your whole life. Tell your friends and family to do the same. And then go to antennasearch.com. People have to get mad about this law that the industry created in the Telecom Act. It states that you can't use health to block a cell tower from your area. So start getting angry, you guys.
Yes, absolutely.
Start getting angry about that and contact, your legislators or your school or your boss in a very nice way. And, maybe you could show him a few videos about Wi-Fi. There's tons of stuff out there. I've got 4 different websites that have information because I have a nonprofit and I was doing a lot of lobbying with legislators. And evidently that's just something I have to keep separate from my nonprofit. So I started.
Can you give us your information right now, your contact?
Sure.
So we're winding down the show. As you recall, and for our listeners to know, we're pre-recording this show on Thursday, 2 days before. But the show will be on January the 10th on a Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern time, and that would be 11 a.m. Pacific time. So give us your contact information, and and the engineer, if you're there, get the music. Just come in lowly so I'll know I've got 30 seconds to finish up because we did have kind of an awkward timing on this show. So go ahead with your contact information.
Sure. My email is contact@thepeoplesinitiative.org, contact@thepeoplesinitiative.org. My phone number is 310-281-9639. You can leave me a voicemail and I'll call you back. It's not a cell phone, so I can't see your number, so just leave verbally a number. And then I've got websites you can get a lot of info from. There's a petition I'd like you to sign at citizensforaradiationfreecommunity.org. World Health Organization petition to make this radiation class 1, like the studies say, instead of class 2B. That's one website, citizensforaradiationfreecommunity.org. There's some great, great information on there. There's a video about our lawsuits on there against Edison and PG&E. And then stopsmartgrid.org, we have our legal, human, and constitutional rights, our paper, our congressional white paper is on there. You can download that. That's a huge paper, 260 pages, full of links, third-party links to real legitimate organizations, newspapers, and, everything, talking about smart meters, okay? And you guys need to know because it's on your house right now.
Right.
And then there's another site for the cell phones, American Association for Cell Phone Safety. That was our citizens lobbying group for the legislation that we brought for that. And then the last one, I can't get into this site. It's been hacked, but it's still up and running. It's got a lot of info, thepeoplesinitiative.org. That's my nonprofit. That's too much information for your audience. But if you pick one of those sites, my contact info is on there, and you can get in touch with me. And I'm very love to hear from you and help you guys in whatever fight you're doing on the EMF front. I'm totally for it.
Liz, very slowly, give to those the two most important things. Your one website that tells most of everything you're doing, slowly give that, and then also your phone number where they could reach you if they'd like to. And one more thing, I want to give you a plug. Liz needs help. She's a one-woman show doing a lot of work around the clock. She's very dedicated, one of the best dedicated activists I've ever seen, and I should know, I've been out there myself, and she needs help. So please, please, this is me asking you, not her asking you. She doesn't want to ask for things. That's the type of person she is. But I'm asking people to, when they call her or email her, so give your basics real fast because we've got to finish up now. I mean, not fast. Read them slowly, but let's get that out of the way before this show ends up. Go right ahead.
Okay. You were gonna. What were you asking them for?
I'm asking people to call you for any kind of help they can do. If you need help to get the documentary done, if you need a little financial help, I know you don't want to ask, but I'm asking for your sake.
That's sweet.
Okay. Jeffrey told me that that's very important, and I believe him, and you're just too nice of a person to want to ask yourself, so I'm asking for you. Help this woman. Check and see what she could use for documentary, and be bold enough, Liz, to tell them what they can do to help. Right ahead.
Right, that's really sweet. Okay,
main contact slowly, please.
Yep. A phone number, 310-281-9639. Email, contact@thepeoplesinitiative.org. And I guess most comprehensive website, it's a tie between citizensforaradiationfreecommunity.org and thepeoplesinitiative.org. Those two, thepeoplesinitiative.org and Citizens for a Radiation Free. And the only reason I say the Citizens one is because I can't get into the People's Initiative right now to even update it at all because it's been hacked. So I'm unable to get into my own site at the moment. I got to get that fixed. But there you go.
Great. Well, thank you so much. You're going to be on once again as we go along. You've been great. I know your friend Kevin, what's his last name?
Motis,
yeah. Yes. He was on the show about 4 or 5 months ago. I know he's a dear friend of yours.
Yeah.
He was excellent. People called me and they loved him. Just like they're going to love what you talked about right now. You're just so full of great, loving, dedicated activism information about this whole issue, which is so, so strong. So thank you so much, Liz.
Thank you, Bobby. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate you having me on to talk about this, and I appreciate your audience actually, you know, doing something to protect you guys' own, you know, families and yourself and stuff. It's like we got to start protecting ourselves. The government's not doing it for us. They're working against us on this issue. So it's a big battle here, you know. They're buddies with the wireless industry, and it's going to take people, citizens, average citizens, to get up and get pissed off that they're not being told, you know, that this stuff can actually harm them.
Right, exactly. And this is going on all around the country and around the world. We're starting to win a few battles here and there, slowly but surely. And I believe there'll be more safety regulations. It's up to us, the people, to know more about this and to fight it the same way the GMO people are fighting, the same way civil rights and the wars have been at least slowed down. And people have to wake up and speak. I'm sure you agree to that.
Yeah, and I've also got a national group. We went to Washington last year. We're going again, and we're raising this issue at the executive branch agencies. So people, if they're in other states, I mean, we need people in that group, too, because we need to be in touch with their legislators. You know, that's the only way we get the meeting is through the constituent setting it up for us, you know.
And I want you to be in touch with me because if you find a legislator, an organization, or another person that is really, really outspoken and strong and can give us more information, I would love to have them on the show. So you can recommend that person, and that way and we'll keep plugging you and what your work and what you're doing. But help me get some more information out for our radio station. Okay?
Yeah.
And we're going to be in touch on that. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Bobby.
All right. Very good. You see, this is the type of thing that I want to do in this show, listeners. I want to give you the best of the best information. My goal for the New Year's is to have one of the best shows in the world. And with people like Liz that just came on and some superstars that we have. And you know what? They don't have to be superstars. They just have to be people that have the right information, the truth, the real, real inside information about what is going on. And so this
and
is great.
And do something about it.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Thought into action. Thought into action.
Right. And because we came on an awkward hour, and we, if you recall, at the beginning of the show, we had to wait. This show is being pre-recorded on Thursday the 6th, and it'll be on Saturday, listeners, for 2 p.m. Eastern time. And listeners, if you don't want to get on your computer, you don't have time, you're in a hurry, you're in a car, here is the phone number to call, 323-712-432-7231 to hear the show. Thank you to the New York, Jason.
Thank you, Liz.
Thanks to Liz. Thanks to our L.A. crew, Jimmy D., Stuart Hansel. And thank you, the listeners. And here's our song, We Are the World.
There was a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We could go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.